There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To discuss today. Let's put people on alert. Tuesday, September 1st. You know what we should do, Kara? Is start every hour of the program today with that September song from Earth, Wind, and Fire, because it is. It doesn't seem any different than yesterday, August, end of August, a nice warm day. Nice warm day where I am today. It's supposed to be wonderful all week. A little hurricane activity down in the South Atlantic, but not worrying about that. September is hurricane month. But cue the singers, please. Crank it up, Kara. September. What's that do to you when I say that? It's something about September that separates. Separates you from summertime. It feels like there's a separation here. But it's just in your mind, folks. All right, I get you. Let's have a good day today. Let's have some fun. Let's have some conversation. This is practice for next week, Kenny. I think that Jennifer, I don't know whether Roberto may be back next week, but Jennifer and Richie, I think, both, is it next week they're both gone? Or the week after? I can't remember now. I don't pay any attention.
They
show
take so much vacation.
I know. It's really disgusting. It's a good thing for you and me and Kara that we got things together. So let's get at what is going on. There's a new malware. You pronounce it malware or malware? M-A-L.
Malware.
M-A-L. That's Meredith. Those are Meredith's initials. M-A-L, malware. It's called Keyraider. Helping hackers collect the logins for 225,000 Apple accounts. So, excuse me, Palo Alto Networks, which reported on the malware, says this is the largest known hack of its type to date. If McFadden were here, we probably should save this story for next hour, you think? Because McFadden's always saying, I never have any hacks. There's never any problem with me. I'm an Apple guy. All right, so let's save this for, the fact that you know that it's going on in our poll today at DougStefan.com asks how many times your computer, your laptop, your phone, or other device has been hacked. So what about it? Those of you who have Apple Watches, iPhones, iPads, Mac computers, let's see here. A, more, how many times have you been hacked? A, more times than I can count. B, between 5 and 10 times. C, between 2 and 5 times. D, just once. E, I've never been hacked. I've been hacked, but I don't know how many times. How about you, Kenny?
Just once that I know of.
Yeah. And what happened?
Made my computer crazy. It just really messed up my computer for a while.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it's supposed to do, isn't it? That's the aim.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
I mean, if they thought they were going to get some money or something from me, well, they picked the wrong guy.
And I think that's really, what other reason, let's talk about this for a second, the psychology of hacking, other than just to get it done, what would be the reason for anybody to hack? Why would you hack anything?
Well, some for information that they can get access to your accounts. And
well, but it's all money. That's what I'm saying. There's a money orientation to it.
And some people just like to... There was a great line in one of the Batman movies. Some people just like to watch things burn.
Ooh. That's kind of lousy, isn't it, huh? At DougStefan.com, we had a story about these unearthed copies of Atari's E.T. Now, I remember talking about this a few years ago. Didn't this stuff get unearthed in the landfill a couple of years ago? Or
no,
there's more of them?
They were trying to figure out where these might be. There was a rumor, not to make light of it, but almost like Jimmy Hoffa.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor that these were buried in a landfill somewhere because so many people said it was the worst game ever made.
Oh. And so they're selling for 100. Yeah. The worst game ever made is now up to $108,000 at auction.
Well, they've become a kind of a collector's item.
Yeah.
For people who love games and love the history.
You think
games.
The kids today would even understand how these things are made to work?
Kids today probably not. Although I shouldn't say that because they're frequently smarter about the stuff than I am.
Right.
But none of those kind of gaming systems are still around.
No. And so this guy, Joe Lewandowski, what a great name, has sold off copies of these old games to people that have described themselves as gamers. Right? They're game players.
Sure.
Many of them probably had the original stuff on Atari anyway, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway. So our poll yesterday, what was the most you've ever spent on something you considered a collector's item? Because these things are collector's items. A lot of people spend a lot of money, but you got to have a lot of discretionary money often to buy some of these things. So this was an interesting find in and of itself. 25% of you responded to the poll at DougStefan.com by suggesting you never bought anything because it was a collector's item, which would, I guess, indicate you are not a collector. So let's see who did. 23% of you said you'd spend between $100 and $500 buying something that was a collector's item. 16% said you spent less than $50. 15% said over $1,000. 14% between $50 and $100. And 8% of you said you spent between $500 and $1,000 on buying something that was a so-called collector's item. Well, yeah, okay. You got to do something if you have discretionary money. Sometimes it's fun to have collections of things. Do you have a collection of anything, Kenny?
Lots of music.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I can think of off the top of my head that I bought was a DVD set when, back in the 70s, John Lennon was a guest on the Mike Douglas show for the whole week.
For heaven's sakes.
And they released it on DVD briefly. Mm-hmm. It was all remastered and everything. And then for copyright issues or whatever, it got pulled. But somebody had one on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So I
bought it.
Down $100 and bought it.
There you go. All right, as long as we're in the technology sector for a moment, Mrs. Clinton probably will not face prosecution over her handling or her staff's handling of the emails. So far, there's no evidence of any emails stored in her private server bearing classified markings. But isn't that because they were all wiped clean? They can't find anything because there's nothing there to find. Unless I'm missing something, right?
Well, they know how to find stuff even if you have
wiped it out.
If you think you've wiped it out.
Yeah. All right. So
it doesn't seem like there's anything there.
I never thought there was anything here. There are so many people who so dislike Mrs. Clinton. She can't be trusted. She's a liar. She's this. She's that. Well, whether she is or she isn't, if you're going to get the goods on her, you got to go after it and her the right way. This isn't it. This is a big bunch of hoopla that's created mostly by Fox. And the fact that she didn't handle it probably the way that she ought to have handled it. And then that's, okay, so who among us is perfect? And no, I'm not siding with her, and I'm not protecting her, and I'm not for her. I just think we waste so much time talking about stuff like this. It's like Benghazi. What are you going to fix? It's over. The people are dead. What are you going to do with her? She's smart enough. You can give her this. She's maybe devious. She may be a liar. She is maybe not trustworthy, but she's pretty doggone smart.
Yeah.
So all of the other things having been said, there are a lot of devious people who have survived well in the world because they were smart. Do devious and smart go together? If you are devious, are you necessarily smart? Not necessarily. If you're smart, you're not devious. But I think if you're devious, you got to be smart.
Yeah, otherwise, otherwise it doesn't last long.
You stick your foot in it. I don't know whether it's my poker face or whatever it is. I don't keep secrets, as Richie would be happy to tell you. Well, I don't know secrets. I mean, it's just I don't cover things up. And I think you make your mind up to just tell the story, and that's it, or they say nothing one way or the other.
One of the greatest things that my dad ever taught me was not to lie, not because it was good or bad, but because there's less to remember when you just tell the truth.
Right, exactly. You don't have to worry about covering your tracks. What did I say? Speaking of what I've said, I have been asked by listeners and groups. Now, this is starting, and it starts every fall or pre-fall about this time, and I haven't really talked much about it, but I am going to talk about this year because I would like to take advantage of the requests that people send to me asking if I speak in public or at public functions. And yeah, I do. I like doing it a lot. It's fun to meet people. It's fun to talk about radio. It's fun to talk about the farm. It's fun to talk about what makes people tick. There are a lot of stories over the years that have come from people that I've talked to. So it's not about me. It's about things that are going on in the world. I love, though, to talk about the farm and agriculture and that sort of thing. So anyway, I've been encouraged to talk a little bit more about this with you. And if you would like to have me come visit you, speak to you, speak with you, have some fun, have some kind of an event, all you have to do is send me, Doug, at DougStephan.com, an invitation or request, or ask me what the story is, and I'll be happy to pass that along, or Bob will send it along. So if you want me to do something that might be unique and unusual, come visit Yakety Yak, Doug, at DougStephan.com. The program continues in a matter of moments with a focus on what happens now the cost of gasoline has flattened out. That's coming up in the next half hour. Good day. 18 past the hour now.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
Oh.
So, want to join our rewards program?
Oh.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that one-third of American adults have high cholesterol? This increases risk of heart disease and strokes. I'm Representative Helen Miller from Iowa and Chair of Women in Government. This September, I am recognizing National Cholesterol Awareness Month. If you have high levels of bad cholesterol, your doctor can develop a treatment plan including diet and exercise that fits your lifestyle. Talk with your doctor about testing your cholesterol. To learn more, visit womenandgovernment.org.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Songs. Contest we started on Good Day. We'll give you a sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray. If you can figure out what the three songs we are in concert going to play, we'll play not the whole songs, but we'll play little bits and pieces of them. For example, these are the Rembrandts with I'll Be There For You. Crank that puppy up, will you please, Kara? A number one smash, 1995. Rembrandts haven't been able to come close to duplicating its success since then. They still record new music, continue to tour, but they're becoming more well-known as writers and producers for other bands. All right, so that's song number one. You have to figure out what these three songs have in common. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 as soon as you figure it out. All right, next song. Al Jarreau. This is a song called Moonlighting. Big hit in 1987. Nominated for 2 Grammys. Lost out to Sting. This is one of his biggest hits on the pop charts. He had big success on the R&B charts, but this was on the pop charts. So this is a song that familiar to a lot of people, yeah? Crank it up there, Kevin. Sharing one space. Vivid picture that comes into my mind, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
When I think about this. All right, so that's song number two. First one is I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. Second one, Moonlighting by Al Jarreau. Third song is How Do You Talk to an Angel by The Heights. All right. This puppy going. Song hit number one in the fall of 92, nominated for a Grammy. Band went their separate ways after that. One of the members of the group The Heights went on to appear in several TV shows like NYPD Blue and Glee, most recently on Arrow. All right, so what do we have cooking here? What do you think? I don't know that I care that much for this song. Do you care? What do you think about this song, Kenny?
I was surprised that it was number one.
Oh, yeah, no, it didn't have any real...
That it was a bigger hit than the other two songs.
Right. I kind of like the first one best of all three of them in terms of just popular music. All right, let's see if we can find out what the story is here in my three songs contest. Hugh's listening in Vero Beach, WTTB. Hi, Hugh. How are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Well, thank you. Any signs of any hurricanes out the window? Can you look out your window and see a hurricane?
Nothing. Just hot air.
Hot air. You've come to the right place for that, you. All right, so these three songs, I'll be there for you.
I'm thinking TV themes.
I think you're thinking correctly, yes.
Oh,
they are
okay,
all
cool.
TV themes.
Where was Hawaii 5-0?
Well, that would have been too easy, right?
Don't
you?
Right.
You know what we should do is have a contest for then and now. That is, we should have had a TV theme, the series of three
songs.
Way
back.
Right,
yeah.
From this era. And then
50s, 60s. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and then 70s. How about today? So what would be another good theme that would be easily recognizable from a TV series today besides Hawaii?
I'm old school.
But that's a current show.
Yeah,
well, it's a current show. What other themes would be good, Kenny, that are around today that would be easily recognizable from TV shows? I'm trying to think of some.
Well, it just went off the air, but Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it was a hit, but very recognizable.
But the fact that CSI had all of those Who songs, they had three or four shows, and they all used Who music. The music from NCIS is pretty, but that's not really music that was pop. Music that was, part of the music culture. All right, Hugh, I'm going to make sure that you get a sample pack of Cedarside's organic bug sprays. So hold on for a second. You'll talk to Kara. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Don't forget about bringing home new toys and playthings for our special Golden Age pals. Sure, I know you're thinking he hasn't played with anything in years, but on the other hand, I bet you haven't brought much of anything home in those years either. Maybe you tried a few things here and there at best. There might have been an occasional playful outburst. The key to keep the playthings rolling in, hoping that one of the games or toys might be just the right thing to spark the interest of that older pet. We do. We have these puppies and kittens. They come into the house and we ooh and ah and we get them toys, and grandma comes over and aunt and uncles come over, but then as they get older we love them, but they become part of the household fixture. Even if they're not playing with toys, they do appreciate the concept of receiving new things just like we do. So if you have an older dog or an older cat that may look a little bored or just not as happy as they used to, bring them those special toys and make sure you incorporate toys where you can interact together. Interaction with your dog, that'll keep him going for a lot of years and keep him happy and you well exercised at the same time. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Stephan. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Stephan, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
So far, how's it going? Happy you joined the Midday Gang. 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the chief, the commander.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, that's enough of that. That a little of that goes a long way with the current crowd, I'll tell you that. Kenny Kessler is here with us. I don't know where McFadden is. What's his excuse for not being? He slept somehow on the floor last night. What
air mattress because he was staining the wood floor.
So what's that got to do with getting to work on time? I'm telling you, I'm too easy, Kenny. I'm too easy.
The best part was when Kara said, so he got up at 4:30 in the morning to email us that he was going back to bed.
All right. Somebody who may or may not want to go back to bed today, those people include, but are not limited to, Mr. Goodell and Mr. Brady, because today, supposedly, the ruling will come down on Deflategate. The Dems, D's, Da's. So the judge says he's going to make a decision in a day or two regarding the dispute between the Patriots quarterback and the owners and the commissioner and deflated footballs and blah, 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 blah. So what? You know, there's something more important, and I think we ought to spend some time on this, actually. The whole business about concussions. You may or may not have seen this. I know, Kenny, you probably did. The from Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, University of Vermont and Dartmouth are in pretty much the same town, across over the river, Hanover to Dartmouth. Anyway, they have a new, I guess it's a device, a tackling dummy that they are using to reduce concussions. Did you see that?
No.
We all know that I have been all over the NFL. I've been all over college football, all over high school football. I think football is the most dangerous sport that has ever been invented by man. And as a result of that, because of the now the money that's being made, not only professional football, but college football, tons and tons of dough. The whole focus on heads, helmets, protection, how do you play the sport differently? I think it seems to be, we put these things together for high school and college, but not for professional, because people want to see the hit. They want to see the danger. They want to feel like in the action, somebody or something might get hurt. So as a result of that, we have tens of thousands of men, not many women, at least in this sport, but in other sports, who are dying early because of the concussions, the brain damage, the things that happen to the spine. Remember, your head is held onto your spine by a stem that's the size of a quarter. So if you get hit by some guy who's running at you, weighs 300 pounds, what do you think that's going to do to that stem that holds your brain on and to the contents of your head? It sure as hell isn't going to do it any good. So now that we're into the beginning of the football season and the people in Ohio and Texas and Florida and every place else where they go bananas about football, whether it's Friday night lights and the high school games that are playing on Friday, college games on Saturday, professional games on Sunday, you have sentenced yourself to death, most likely, early death, by playing that game. That's the bottom line. So, I find it interesting, we have a story today at DougStephan.com, that Will Smith has tackled the NFL and their cover-up in the new movie, Concussion. And I believe we have the trailer for it, do we not, at DougStephan.com?
Yeah, if you click on the story, it's in from today's show. If you click on the story, the first thing you'll see is the trailer.
Right. So this whole business, we go back to Goodell, or we go back to Tom Brady, you go back to the coverage of these things in Sports Illustrated or any of the other magazines, there's a whole format now. Now, you listen to sports talk radio, is there any discussion really of baseball anymore? No. It's all football, football, football. It's all the fall. And what happens in this, I remember listening, I happened to come across a guy, a boss named Glenn Ordway, who's been doing this sports stuff for a long, long time. And of all the people in Boston, he's probably the best known. He got fired a couple of years ago. Now they have brought him back. I love radio. I love radio bosses. It's really, that's one of the things that hasn't changed over the years. I've been in the broadcasting business for 50 years. I've met some of the most wonderful people in my life that you could ever imagine. I've also met some of the biggest clowns that you could possibly think could hold a job. People who were the most inept, blundering dunderheads, and many of them had responsible jobs and ran some pretty good radio stations, mostly because they had a good support staff. But I think about the people that I've worked with who have been very talented over the years have gotten fired. And that's one of the jokes about being a broadcast. That's one of the reasons I became an independent, because I didn't want to work for anybody else, because more often than not, the Peter Principle played more in broadcasting than anything else that I've been around. I've been in a number of different industries, but I've been on the air, and I've worked for other people. But for the past 27 years, it'll start the 28th year of Good Day in a month or so, I've worked for myself producing this program with a lot of my colleagues and friends and people who have become my best friends, really, because we spend more time together, Kenny. I mean, you and I are together more than you are with anybody else in your life, right?
That's true.
Yeah. What does your wife think about that, by the way? That. So, in these times, you know, you're around people, and I decided I wanted to be on my own, but a lot of people didn't have the ability to do that. Most people, I'm the only one left who's doing it this way. So people are working for other companies. And I'm calling into question the decisions that they make about who they fire, who they keep on the air. And one of the things that Ordway had a number of years ago, he was off popping about concussions and helmets and football. And these people didn't, the Boston fans and the owners, the people who played, they didn't like it. They didn't like it at all. But it turned out he was right. Turned out I was right. I don't have to be right. I just want you to know, And the trailer for this movie that you're going to see at DougStephan.com really takes a shot at the NFL, does it not?
Yeah, it sure does. Will Smith plays, I forget the doctor's name, Bennett, but he's the doctor that made the connection between football hits and
neuropathologist discovered the chronic traumatic problem that is the brain disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Say it again, Doug. Isn't that how you pronounce it? Encephalopathy. Yeah, whatever it is. It's bad brain disease. And this comes from beating your head. And so how it all started was this guy did an autopsy of somebody who played for the Steelers. Right? I mean, that's really, that's how it started.
Not that long ago.
No, uh-uh.
13 years ago, I think.
So this is going to, if all of the conversations that we've had on the air and others have had on the air about this hasn't rocked the boat, this movie's going to rock the boat as well it ought to be. It's the movie's based on an article in GQ called Game Brain. And there's protagonists, as you can imagine, and antagonists. And the NFL did not want this movie to come out. Didn't want you to see this. This is so dramatic. Also, Alec Baldwin is in this movie. Albert Brooks is in this movie. This is a big controversy. And at the beginning of the football season, this is going to really stir the pot. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, frankly. But I thought it was also interesting that Dartmouth is doing what it's doing to try to reduce concussions. But you know why the colleges don't want to get away from this? Because there's so much money in it. Look at Ohio State. Can you imagine Ohio State without a football program? Can you imagine the money coming from alumni that support that program, what that would do to their athletic program in general? Just amazing reality. Okay, so enough on that, I think. I was going to make a quick, draw a quick conclusion from the information that we were talking about yesterday with regard to the price of gasoline and that sort of thing. I had talked to a friend last night who bought a Tesla. And he loves it. Loves, 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 loves his Tesla. $80,000. Can go 240 miles, and maybe if he's lucky, he can find a place to plug it. But he loves it. Loves it. And so I was, he says, it'll cost me $40 a month. That takes you back a little, doesn't it? So you spend $80,000 for a car, get $10,000 in tax credits, and it costs you $4 a month to run it. That's the cost of electricity to plug it in every night. Let's say you were driving 200 miles a day. It's like 40 cents. I mean, he said it was $4. I think he meant 40, but even so. I wish I could run my trucks and my car and my tractors on $40 a day. Or $40 a month or whatever it is.
Yeah, so, my daughter got a Leaf.
Really?
And it's the same kind of thing. The only drawback is that there aren't enough charging places yet. So you really have to plan out where you're going, how far you're going.
Malls and stuff, I'm told.
They're starting to crop up in places.
All right, but the reason I bring this up right now, over the past year, this Nissan Leaf that you're talking about, they sold 30,000 of them here in this country. That's a lot of cars for an electric car. I think that's the most popular one, isn't it? The Leaf?
I think the smaller,
less expensive ones? What do they cost, about 23, 24 grand?
Somewhere in the ballpark, I think.
Right. Okay. So the price, when she bought it, well, the price of gasoline out where you are is still $3.43, $3.49 an average gallon, and maybe more. Here on the East Coast, I bought gas yesterday for $2.29. I saw it around pretty much everywhere, $2.34. It'll go down a little more, but now that OPEC has decided to decrease production, the cost of a barrel of oil went up $4 yesterday. So that'll have a moderate impact on what you pay for fuel. Not a whole lot, because they'll keep it to somewhere in that vicinity. But still, you've probably seen the bottom of what the price is going to be, or close to it. And they all said over Labor Day weekend, around Labor Day, that would be the bottom, and that's really how it's going to cycle out. What's happened, interestingly enough, is that with the cost of gasoline going way down, The reason I asked this question, Kenny, the sale of these Leafs and others, the Tesla, much more expensive, obviously, but a very popular car because of the way that it's engineered and you don't have to put any gas in it, have been way off in the last 3 or 4 months because the cost of gasoline has gone down. People are buying big cars. So they just go in the cycle. Big cars, low gas prices. High gas prices, small cars, electric cars, that sort of thing. So the hybrids are even way off because of the cost of gasoline. Very interesting. That's an impact. 46 past the hour, a couple of minutes away from today's television report here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Most people have a definite opinion about their driving.
Which one of you is the better driver?
I want to say my husband is.
Definitely. But I wanted her to say that, though.
But when it comes to which cities have the best drivers, as always, Allstate has the hard proof. The company has released its 11th annual America's Best Drivers Report, and this year we've got a new top city. Vice President of Auto Claims at Allstate, Jim Letter.
For the first time ever, Kansas City, Kansas is the safest driving city in America.
Kansas City is followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Boise, Idaho. New to this year's report is data from Allstate's DriveWise, which found a correlation between heartbreaking events and an increase in crashes. Drivers in Des Moines, Iowa experienced the least amount of heartbreaking in the country.
Our goal each year is to encourage the country's discussion on safe driving and hopefully save lives.
Allstate says to avoid heartbreaking, leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you and keep your eyes on the road. Want to see how your city ranked? Go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
All right, TV time. Television time. All right. The President of the United States is going to tape a reality show today to illustrate how global warming is damaging the stunning landscape of Alaska. I heard him on a news broadcast last night talking about how the temperatures or changes in Alaska have happened twice as fast as the changes to the rest of the 48. Did you happen to hear that, Kenny, or see?
I did not.
Pieces of it, yeah. I mean, he's got a cause. There is a problem. How we relate or fix it is the argument, but is there a change? Oh, of course there is. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. He's going to be on a TV show with a bunch of fishermen talking about how things are changing. Listen, whatever gets you to pay attention, that's the message. I was sort of surprised to see that NBC is no longer going forward with its Coach reboot. Craig T. Nelson was told apparently yesterday, and it got out into the trades, that he was not going to be needed. The show was not going to go on. I don't think that's going to stick. I think somebody else will pick this up, Kenny.
Yeah.
You seem to think that that will be the case as well.
Yeah, there's too many places it can go now.
Right, yeah. ABC and all kinds of cable networks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. CBS says this is the last year for Under the Dome. It's been off for 3 years. Stephen King novel. I watched one episode, sort of tried to get into it, couldn't, thought it was awful. I didn't see what people were so excited about. Did you? Did you ever watch an episode of it?
No, I knew it was a really long story, kind of like Lost.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe that they would let it. Yeah. That they would let it play out, and they're not.
No.
They're canceling it.
Done.
Yeah.
MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday night, about 10 million viewers across 10 different Viacom networks, MTV, 1, 2, VH1, Logo, and all of those. So it was lower. I would tell you that it's lower because it was lower because of Miley Cyrus. Is that right or not? Does that have any bearing, her and her little routine? Is that being, I'm being nice. Am I showing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was big on social media. But,
yeah.
But people weren't watching.
39 million Facebook interactions related to the Video Music Awards. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. A lot of people. So they got their coverage there. How do they get advertising benefit, though, from that would be the question. Comedy Central plans a more digital daily show with the new host, greater emphasis on digital content. They better do something, because this guy Trevor Noah isn't going to attract the audience Jon Stewart did. And if they don't fix it, they'll be saying goodbye to that pretty quickly, I think. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We feature conversation about things that are important, hopefully sometimes things that are not too important, advice. That's a big part of this program. So let me spend some time, as September, I think, is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer, leading cause of cancer deaths in our country, accounting for almost a third of all cancer deaths, more than breast cancer, more than prostate cancer, more than colon cancer, all of them combined. Brian Osich has more on a therapy that represents an important new option for people living with a hard-to-treat form of lung cancer.
The U.S. FDA recently approved Iressa gefitinib, bringing new hope to those living with lung cancer. Dr. Pasi Yanye of the Lowe Center for Thoracic Oncology at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
The understanding of lung cancer, who it impacts, plus scientific advancements in diagnosis and treatment, is a true evolution for people living with lung cancer. Iressa is proof of that.
Iressa is an EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitor taken orally once daily to target and inhibit certain signaling pathways responsible for the growth and survival of cancer cells.
Iressa is extensively studied, and now it's an available option for appropriate patients in the U.S. with non-small cell lung cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and that have certain types of abnormal epidermal growth factor receptor genes and who have not had previous treatment for cancer.
For more, go to AstraZeneca.com. That's healthcare now from AstraZeneca. Important safety information. What is Iressa? Iressa is a prescription medicine used to treat people with non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC, that has spread to other parts of the body and that have certain types of abnormal epidermal growth factor receptor, EGFR genes, and who have not had previous treatment for cancer. Your healthcare provider will perform a test to make sure that Iressa is right for you. Before taking Iressa, tell your healthcare provider about all your medical conditions, including if you have lung or breathing problems, ever had liver problems, have vision or eye problems, are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Iressa can harm your unborn baby. Females who are able to become pregnant should use an effective method of birth control during treatment with Iressa and for at least 2 weeks after the last dose of Iressa. You should avoid becoming pregnant during treatment with Iressa
ERESA. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you become pregnant during treatment with ERESA. Are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed? It is not known if ERESA passes into your breast milk. Do not breastfeed during treatment with ERESA. Talk to your healthcare provider about the best way to feed your baby during this time. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. If you take a proton pump inhibitor, PPI, H2 blocker, or an antacid medicine, talk to your healthcare provider about the best time to take it during treatment with ERESA. If you take a blood thinner called warfarin, your healthcare provider should do blood tests regularly to check how fast your blood clots during treatment with ERESA. What are the possible side effects of ERESA? ERESA may cause serious side effects, including lung or breathing problems. ERESA may cause inflammation of the lung that may lead to death. Symptoms may be similar to those symptoms from lung cancer. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you have any new or worsening lung problems or any combination of the following symptoms: trouble breathing or shortness of breath, cough, or fever. Liver problems. ERESA may cause inflammation of the liver that may lead to death. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you have any symptoms of a liver problem, which may include yellowing of your skin or the white part of your eyes, jaundice, dark or brown tea-colored urine, light-colored bowel movements, stools, decreased appetite, or pain on the right side of your stomach, abdomen. Your healthcare provider will do blood tests to test your liver function during your treatment with ERESA. A tear in the wall of your stomach or intestines, perforation. Get emergency medical help right away if you have severe stomach abdomen pain. Diarrhea. Diarrhea is common with ERESA and can sometimes be severe. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you have severe diarrhea or diarrhea that will not go away. Eye problems. Tell your healthcare provider if you get watery eyes, a sensitivity to light, blurred vision, eye pain, eye redness, or vision changes. Skin reactions. Skin redness, rash, itching, and acne are common with ERESA. This may occur on any part of your body. Get medical help right away if you develop severe skin reactions, such as peeling or blistering of your skin. ERESA may cause fertility problems in females. Talk to your healthcare provider if you plan to become pregnant. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, or herbal supplements. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away. These are not all the possible side effects of ERESA. For more information, ask your healthcare provider or pharmacist. Call your doctor for medical advice about side effects. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088. For full prescribing information, including patient information, visit www.eresa.com or call 1-800-236-9933.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CudaEye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CudaEye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CudaEye.com. That's CudaEye.com.
Imagine the pride of serving your country and your community. Here's some more information on how you can get a glimpse into life in today's Air National Guard.
The Air National Guard mobile experience is traveling nationwide to educate Americans about the real-life roles of Air Guard men and women. It's your chance to learn how you can serve your country one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year near your home. The Air National Guard's Madeline Richards.
Air National Guard men and women serve on missions supporting both federal and state governments. At the Air National Guard mobile experience, participants immerse themselves in the dual reality of life in the Air National Guard.
Attendees get to complete a series of simulated challenges.
Visit the tour to test your electronic, medical, mechanical, observational, and spatial aptitudes. Demonstrate your physical strength and agility and test your responsiveness under pressure. By serving within these missions, you can gain valuable career experience and great military benefits, all while experiencing the pride of serving your country and community.
For more on the Air National Guard mobile experience, go to goang.com. That's Newsbreak from the Air National Guard.
Do not forget, you're listening to today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Accept no substitutes. And don't listen to yesterday's show. Stick with us today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.